Chagiga Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. Now this is the third Mishnah of the different levels between Tum and Tyra. Bigdei Ama Aretz Midras Leprushin. The Begadim of an Ama Aretz that either didn't know halachas or weren't careful. So to Perushin, Perushin are people that were careful, that did know the halachas, that they were not Amaratzim. So to them, the Begadim of an Ama Aretz was a Tamei Midras. Tamei Midras is if a person is Tamei and he, let's say, puts his weight or lies down on a certain, let's say, garment or item, any type of kli, that kli becomes tame, tumas midras. This is a tumah midaraisa. Or if, let's say, this tame person carries an item, that also becomes tame. But tame midras is when somebody is like a lashon doris, to trample on, or it just means to lean your weight on something. So the person that's a parush has to consider what an am aretz has as something that's tame midras. Big day prushin, and then the begadim of the prushin, that to the Am HaAretz they're more careful, but they're a midras l'ochei truma. But the people that eat things b'truma, that's a higher level. And to those people, what the Prushim are doing are not as careful, and therefore they have to treat the Prushim's begadim as a tamei midras to them. Big day ochei truma midras l'kodesh, and what the ochei truma are using as their begadim, to a person that's eating kachim, that's midras l'kodesh, that's midras to him. Because everything is relative. So to a person that eats kodesh, those people are not as careful. So therefore, the person that eats kodesh, the ochlei trumas begadim, are tamei midras. Big day kodesh midras lechatas. And also the same thing. One that is to be careful, that he knows that he's going to be touching the mechatas, he can't be near the begadim of even people that are careful to be eating kodshim. Yosef ben Yoezer, who in the previous Mishnah is called Yossi ben Yoezer, he's the Nasi, one of the pairs that we had earlier. Hayachosid shebekuna. He was a big chosid, and he was a kohen. Vaisim mit pachto midras lakodesh, and his, I think it was like a towel, was considered midras lakodesh because he was careful about eating truma. But the people that ate kachim, his towel was considered a tamei midras to them, because a lot of times they would take the towels and they'd put it on top of their chair cushions. Yochanan ben Gudgada haya ochel al tairas hakodesh kol yamav. Yochanan ben Gudgada, he ate al tairas hakodesh all of the days of his life. This was a chumrah. He wasn't mamish eating kodesh. He was eating al tairas hakodesh. Even the chulin, he treated it so careful as if he was eating kodesh. Anything that can possibly be metamik kodesh, like the Rav points out. Vaisim mitpachtoi midras lechatas. However, his cloth, his towel, to the people that would be touching the mechatas, that was tumas midras to them. Because it wasn't on the same level as that. And that would require a greater shmirah. Now, what about kodesh itself? It's mashma only the midras lechatas, but what about for kachim? It was only al tairas hakodesh. He wasn't really doing it specifically for kachim. It was just for chulin, just to be chomer as if it was kachim, but not for kachim directly. So it sounds like from this Mishnah that it would be good enough. And the Rav says, the halach is not like this Mishnah, because chulin shenasu al tairas hakodesh is lav kakodesh damo. By everything. It's not considered like Kodesh, and therefore, it would be Midras even to Kodesh as well. And actually, I forgot, the Rav brings that there was one case the Mishnah didn't bring, like it did in the other Mishnayos, was the Big Day Ochle Meiser Sheni is Midras La Ochle Truma. It's not mentioned in this Mishnah, but it seems that it should have been. It's a Chsuri Mechsura.